Well, this morning we have a guest joining us in studio. Beth Earlbeck joins us this morning. She's the Cass County Extension Youth Coordinator, the County Youth Coordinator. Thanks for coming by.
Good morning.
How's the new job working out for you?
It's good. I'm enjoying it.
Good, good. Well, we'll check up with you about a year from now. We'll see what the answer to that question is, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, we're going to talk about a program that's going on that you're helping to coordinate here. And that's, you know, part of the job is to do different types of programs and things to educate and have a little bit of fun there too. But you've got a Rural Safety Day program set up here for August 24th. Can you talk a little bit about what that's all about?
Yep. So on August 24th at the Cass County Fairgrounds, we will have a Rural Safety Day opportunity for grades 4 through 6 in Cass County. And youth can come out and learn and have fun and learn how to be safe in rural areas, whether you're visiting a farm or live on a farm or just general safety opportunities. We have presenters coming for talking about first aid, safety around animals, unexpected hazards, electrical safety, lawnmower safety, a lot of different opportunities for youth to learn about those different things that they may encounter because we live in a rural area.
Where'd you come up with those specific topics?
We just kind of thought about, you know, what the needs are and what youth could run into when they're out on the farm or just in the rural area, and that's kind of how we came up with it and contacted different people that would be experts in that. So we have different speakers coming in that are in Cass County that, you know, are more experts on that than what we are.
You know, there are some programs out there that kind of have some things designed. Did you kind of pattern after some of those things that are already out there?
Yeah, we have, there's Farm Safety for Just Kids. Progressive Farmer has a program as well. And we do have some of those presenters from Farm Safety for Just Kids coming as well and talking about chemical safety and grain safety as well.
Why now? Why are you having a program like that this time of the year?
Because summer's wrapping up and fall's going to be coming around, and definitely harvest is a busy time, and there's going to be a lot of opportunity for youth to be outside enjoying that fall weather. So, you know, we want to have that aware for them to be safe.
Is harvest time one of the more critical times when it comes to farm safety?
Oh, I would think so, yes. That harvest time, and then also in the in spring planting. But I mean, farm safety is important all year round.
Absolutely. This is for 4th through 6th graders.
Mm-hmm.
Why specifically that target that group?
It's a good age to target because they can kind of comprehend it. And they're the ones that are going to be out maybe by themselves or with an adult that may not be watching them, you know, straight on all the time. So it's a pretty good target age.
So how are you gearing this then? You say that's, you know, it's an age where they can comprehend, but you got to keep their attention.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's just kind of like, an adult telling us about it, well, that's not that much fun for a kid to have to sit through something like that. So how do you keep their attention in this?
Oh, well, it'll be lots of different activities, hands-on learning. So we'll have some of the presenters there that are actually have activities, whether it's the grain safety wagon, showing them, you know, what could actually happen if you do climb in a grain wagon, or with lawnmower safety, bringing in lawnmowers and showing them this, you know, this is what could happen, or this is what you have to watch out for on the lawnmower. So our presenters are planning on bringing in different activities and things to do to keep their attention and keep them moving around.
And to get them to understand that it's the blink of an eye thing,
mm-hmm.
you know, in a blink of an eye, your entire life could change.
Yes, definitely, definitely.
Especially in these types of situations, too. Now, will the parents be around that day then, too, or is this kind of a drop the kids off and we'll be back later
time? The parents are definitely welcome to stick around and hang out. It's great information for parents as well, and there'll be some take-home items for the youth that are involved, but then there'll also be take-home items for parents, so whether it's publications or different things like that.
Sure. Well, in different times of the year, of course, you're going to experience some different types of hazards on a farm, as
mm-hmm.
we all know. Harvest time is certainly different than planting time and some of the different things that go on during the different times. But there are some things that happen all through the year, and you kind of touched on a couple of those things, like safety around animals. That seems like that would be a real critical one with children, because children have a built-in love of animals to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's a big farm animal,
yep.
they're probably more inclined to run to it and give it a big hug. Not always the appropriate thing.
Yep, and our presenter is really good about knowing, you know, keeping it all large farm animals, but as well as, you know, smaller animals like dogs you may not know, or just different things like that, because it's all very important to know, and, you know, the spectrum ranges, so it's definitely a good topic.
Are those some of the, is that more of the accidents that you see? Are they related to animals, or equipment, or, I mean, statistically, are there certain things that are more prevalent than others?
I think there's a mixed variety that, you know, happening, like you said, it happens in the blink of an eye. So whether it's involving an animal or involving large machinery, like, it could happen really quickly. So it's just to be aware of it all is good.
Now, when we talk about a topic like this, teaching rural safety, farm safety, especially toward and gearing it toward children, I suppose one would assume that, well, this is geared toward the farm kids because they're the ones that are going to be on the farm. But really, there are a lot of non-farm kids who don't always deal with these issues day to day who might be visiting grandma or a friend who lives on a farm, and they're all welcome to attend.
Mm-hmm. Yes, everybody's welcome to attend. You know, you may not live on a farm directly, but you at least probably know someone that lives there or you're going to be visiting there. So it's always, you know, good to know. And the topics such as animal safety and chemical safety and lawnmower safety, I mean, those pertain to everybody that lives in Iowa. So it's definitely a topic for everyone.
Yeah, even if you're not out on the farm, you mow the lawn, right?
Yeah.
You're around it. So
yes.
All those kinds of things can become issues there too. So you've got lots of adults that are coming in to help volunteer their time to do some teaching and stuff. Was it difficult to find those folks, or did you find ready volunteers?
Oh, you know, you just had to call around, and the ones that were willing to do it, they really wanted to, and they're excited about it. And it's great to see that there's people out in the community that want to, you know, be involved in this and educate about this topic.
How important are these types of outreach programs to what you do for a living?
I think they're very important. I mean, being able to connect to youth and, you know, getting that information across is very important because they may not remember everything from this day, but they'll at least remember something that will stick in their mind. And that's the most important part.
I think teachers might be impressed with the fact that you can get kids to stop in for a few hours on a Saturday and actually learn. Sometimes it's tough for them to do it Monday through Friday.
Yep.
We'll talk a little bit about how this is going to work out now. There's a registration period?
Yes. So we'll have registration open until August 22nd at 4:30, and you can register by calling the extension office at 243-1132 or emailing xcas@iastate.edu, and we'll take your information that way. We'll just have one of the required forms is have health forms on record at the extension office. So if you're in 4-H, that's already on record. But if you're not in 4-H, you know, it'll just be a quick form that can either be picked up at the office and brought back the day of the event, or printed off the internet at our website as well, and then brought in the day of the event. And then our event will be on August 24th, and it'll be from 8:30 to 2 p.m. So we'll serve lunch as well, which will be provided by Cass County Extension and Outreach.
Okay. Is there any fee for this?
Nope. It's free to everyone.
Oh, very good. Well, that makes it even easier for youngsters to enjoy this. Now, do you have any expectations on how many children that you could reasonably handle there?
We would like as many as possible. 20 to 25 is what I would be looking for. Would be a great number for that day.
Okay, but more or less,
yes.
I suppose, you're committed to the program. So
yes.
We're going to do it one way or the other.
Yep.
Very good. What should they bring with them on the day of the program? Is there anything that they should bring?
Just make sure they're dressed for the weather and be excited to learn about rural safety.
So will it be a little inside and outside?
Yep, we'll be on the fairgrounds, all around probably the area of the 4-H food stand. So we're on the fairgrounds inside and outside as well.
Okay.
Majority of the time outside.
Very easy. And you mentioned up front, if the parents want to hang around and watch and observe and see what's going on, they're sure welcome to do that.
Oh, yep, definitely. If they're willing to stick around, and you know, I'm sure they'll learn something too. I guarantee I'll learn something that day as well.
Well, very good. Well, you know, if we get through the program like this, and then we get through harvest season, and we don't have any injuries, no one gets hurt, no one gets killed. Obviously, it's very, very worth their time.
Definitely.
It pays off. So 8:30 until 2 that day. So they need to be there by 8:30 to get themselves ready to go that day. All right. And again, the sign-up period is through this Thursday, the 22nd of August. So just be in the office or get your stuff into them by 4:30, by the close of business on August 22nd, this Thursday. And then you can get your children signed up for that as well. And again, that's for 4th through 6th graders this time around.
Yep.
Very good. Well, Beth, thanks for coming in this morning. Good luck with that program.
Thanks.